BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. There have been chaotic scenes in Malta's parliament following a number of government resignations as a police investigation into the murder of the journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia gathers pace. Opposition members shouted mafia at the Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat. His chief of staff and the tourism minister have both resigned. In Colombia, protest leaders have called on the government to disband the riot police unit after an 18-year-old student died when he was shot in the head during an anti-austerity demonstration. Union leaders said the country was shocked by the death of Dilan Cruz. Afghanistan's president, Ashraf Ghani, has criticised his own intelligence agency for detaining two activists who broke a story alleging the sexual abuse of hundreds of boys. Mr. Ghani ordered the security forces to stop proceedings against the two men. It's alleged that more than 500 boys were abused by a criminal network. Three bomb blasts have killed at least five people in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. The simultaneous explosions went off in the northern, eastern and southwestern suburbs. At least 18 people are known to have died in an earthquake in Albania. The Red Cross says 10 to 15 people are still believed to be trapped under collapsed buildings in the coastal city of Durrush and a nearby village. The Nigerian authorities say they've arrested the head of a maximum security jail and a prison doctor after an internet fraudster was able to carry out a $1 million scam while serving a lengthy sentence. False medical reports enabled Hope Olusegun Oroke to get treatment outside prison in a police hospital. And a report suggests that not sending unnecessary emails could cut carbon emissions significantly. The research found that people in Britain send about 64 million unneeded emails every day. And thousands of tons of people send the send button too often. BBC News.